Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, the deep state says that Russia wants Trump to win, right? And China and Iran want Joe Biden to win.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And the evidence they've offered is just believe us.
Yeah.
Where's the evidence?
Yes.
They've started saying this. The director of the NCSC attempting to influence 2020 elections with absolutely no proof. Okay, let's deconstruct this. They have yet to prove the Russians influenced the 2016 election.
Right. No.
They literally can't prove it. I mean, we have read the transcript from the hearing in which remember the CrowdStrike CEO was out asked.
Yep.
Because remember, how did the Russians interfere? Well, they hacked the DNC server. And he's flat out asked, can you prove they hacked the DNC server? That anyone hacked the DNC server, Russians or anybody. Some kid in his pajamas at his mom's basement. Can you prove the server was hacked? No, we cannot. You cannot? Well, how do you know the Russians did it? If you don't even know anybody did it. Well, we just thought it looked like a Russian signature. But you don't know if anybody did it? No. That transcript was hidden for over 2 years from the American people. Republicans knew it, yet it somehow never leaked. So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only proof we have Russians did anything in that last election was that some people who were Russian, not the Russian government, some people who were Russian spent no more than $3,000 in any swing state on Facebook. And again, more than half of the spending, according to the vice president of Facebook at the time, was after the election, and it went in all directions, for Trump, against Trump, for Hillary, against Hillary, for Bernie, against Bernie, because those were the hot topics, and they were fishing for people's emails. But it was an influence operation. If it was an influence operation in every direction, which means it's sum total zero. So the deep state has yet to prove to me that there ever was any kind of Russian influence in the last election. And here they come again, Lee, with no evidence whatsoever that they're meddling in this election. Why are they doing this? Well, it's part of a pattern. I told you it's beginning now. It's part of a pattern. They did this all over Europe. They did it in Ireland. There was an abortion ban debate. They did it in the European elections, from the UK to France to Germany. And here's their pattern. What happens in every country is the intel folks start coming out with no proof. And they say, oh, Russian influence is going to be so bad. Oh, God. Oh, no. And then Facebook goes, oh, God. Oh, no. Let's ban the Russian disinformation sites, which all turn out to be popular conservative Facebook pages and Twitter accounts, not actual Russian pages. And they just say vaguely, oh, spreading misinformation. Oh, OK, they got to take them down. Could you give us some examples? No. Let's take your word. Okay, take your word for it. And what they do is they wipe out the ability to get the message out in the weeks before the election. They're building up to this. So if you're wondering what's going on here with this announcement and the complete lack of proof, this is the deep state setting up for Facebook and Twitter to do what they have done in country after country after country, which is silence conservatives and voices of support for populism and Donald Trump in the weeks before the election. They will take these accounts, perhaps permanently, perhaps temporarily, on a mass basis. It's going to be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of accounts. They will wipe them out. And it's already starting, Lee. It's already starting. I mean, did you see that? One of the Trump super PACs, not allowed to advertise on Twitter until after November 1st.
Like, what difference does it make then? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
What's the point?
So they've done this. They've done it to the president. They've done it to Donald Trump Jr. And I mean, I have people asking me now, why aren't you posting to Facebook? I'm hoping to keep my account after the election. I can't post to Facebook anymore. They mark everything I post as disinformation, as misinformation. Now watch that word. Watch it. It's very hard. I figured out how to go into the internals of your page, and it's accelerating. Almost every post I have put up since it began is marked misinformation, including one of me and Herman Cain, where I just say he's a good guy. And I know it was that one because I'd only posted two. The other one was a Rolling Stone article about Joe Biden and his support for the Civil War, for the South side of the Civil War. That was Rolling Stone. I didn't even comment on it. Got marked misinformation. So everything I put up, they hit. Think about that word, misinformation. That sounds really Russian, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Remember that word. They will use that word. And so I can't post because everything, it doesn't matter what I post, it gets marked misinformation. So, I mean, I didn't Photoshop myself into a picture of Herman Cain. I was with him. We both spoke at the event. I introduced him, and he was the main speaker. It was in Charleston. Mm-hmm. I didn't fake that photo. I mean, what's misinformation about it?
Yeah.
They don't say. They just dock you another one. And I've gotten over 10 of them in like less than a 2-week span, and I figured out almost every post and then every post. So they're getting ready to take my page. So for those of you who are texting me, why haven't you posted since August 3rd? I can't. But if you want to know what I would have said on Facebook, it's on Parler.
Yeah.
At TaraServatius.com. Most of my show prep's up there if you want to read it for yourself. So I can't put it on Facebook anymore. So wait for this. Wait for that word. They're going to say they shut down sites, doing misinformation. They're going to say the misinformation was Russian.
Well, I also think this is the insurance policy for the election in case Trump wins the Electoral College.
Yeah, because Russia did it.
Exactly. And because the very party that derides Republicans and the president for instilling doubt in our federal institutions is instilling doubt in our federal institutions.
After thoroughly corrupting them.
Exactly.
Right. So that there is a legit reason for there to be doubt.
Right.
In the actual institutions. I want to play this over the weekend. Trump had complete derision for even being asked about Russian interference, and he should. They have never proved it in the 2016 election. Everything they told us about Russian interference was a flat out lie. He shouldn't even have to answer this question. But he was asked about it and he turned it back on them. You know, don't you think it's weird that China and Iran wants Joe Biden to win? Now, Lee, we know China wants Joe to win.
Yeah.
Do you know how we know that?
Come on, man.
Because the Chinese government told us. They told us that in a Chinese newspaper, state-owned media. So they're on the record. This would be like if Putin had come out and said, yeah, I want Trump to win. That's never happened. So we know that. We also know from the Washington Post that China openly bought ads in papers in swing states in the midterms. And they didn't care. They thought that was great.
They also bought the vice president's son.
Yeah, no, they bought him. So anyway, so here's Trump, and he is responding to the question about Russia prefers him.
Mr. President, the intelligence agencies today said that Russia is already meddling in this year's election to hurt Joe Biden, and that China is considering meddling to hurt you. Do you believe that intelligence, and what do you plan to do about it?
I think that the last person Russia wants to see in office is Donald Trump, because nobody's been tougher on Russia than I have ever.
That's not intelligence.
Well, I don't care what anybody says. Nobody with any common sense would say, do it. Look at what we've done with our military. Look at what we've done in exposing the pipeline with billions of dollars going to Russia. China would love us to have an election where Donald Trump lost to sleepy Joe Biden. They would dream. They would own our country. If Joe Biden was president, China would own our country. And you said another country? What was the third country?
No, just those two.
No, no, you didn't say then the report. The report said Iran also. But you didn't say that. Iran would love to see me not be president. And I'll make this statement.
Iran would love to see me not be president. Yeah, because they want the deal they got from the Democrats.
Exactly. where they get pallets of cash and get paid to develop nuclear weapons delivery systems and, you know, look the other way as they develop their nuclear weapons, because that's exactly what the Obama administration was doing.
Yeah, and then 5 years later, they get to sell them. The Russians get to broker the deal even. Russia, they can choose between Russia or China. They can broker the deal, and they can sell the weapons to whoever. They want that deal back.
Yep.
And they'll get it, too, with Joe Biden.
Yep.
They'll get it. I just shake my head. So, yeah, they're back, and they're claiming Russian interference. Watch this. When you see these articles, just watch. There's going to be a lot more of them before the election, too, because they got to justify taking the massive social media purge that's coming. It's going to be big.
Deja vu all over again.
I still think, do not be surprised if Trump loses either his Facebook or Twitter account, either temporarily or permanently before the election.
Oh, yeah.
I've been forecasting one of the two since the first month after his victory. And they're working up to it. They just they need a Russian fig leaf to do it with. Putin, by the way, is laughing his butt off at all of this. It makes him look powerful.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Donald Trump cracking me up this weekend. The media was there at his club. He was giving the press conference. And he let people who were staying at the club in to watch the press conference, just regular people who were on vacation or whatnot. And the reporter immediately starts freaking out because he says, you know, you guys are breaking social distancing, which they never care about when there's a riot or a protest. They never do. The flames stop the spread of the COVID. Duh. But if it's Trump and he's having, like, say, a rally, then that is, you know, the end of the world is practically murder unless you're having a, you know, riot and, you know, you're in Portland or something, then in which case it's to be celebrated. So Trump turned the question back on them. And this just shows the hypocrisy. The media only cares about social distancing and masks and mass gatherings if it has to do with Trump. If it's their violent loons in the streets, that's okay. So Trump turned it back on the reporter. I loved it. Here you go.
And just in this room, you have dozens of people. You're not following the guidelines in New Jersey, which say you should not have.
No, they don't have just a political activity. You're wrong on that because it's a political activity. They have exceptions, political activity, and it's also a peaceful protest. So when you have, and as you know, they asked if they could be. You know, you have an exclusion in the law. It says peaceful protest or political activity, right? And you could call it political activity, but I'd call it peaceful protest because they heard you were coming up and they know the news is fake. They understand it better than anybody.
They asked whether or not...
It's a peaceful protest. They knew the media would be here. Y'all lie, so they're here to protest. Next question. He wrapped it up with this.
If the press in this country were honest, it wasn't corrupt, if it wasn't fake, our country would be so much further ahead. But we're doing really great. Thank you all very much. Thank you very much.
Yep. Absolutely. Do you see this? The State Department, by the way, flooding Russians and Iranians with text messages offering $10 million in a desperate attempt to find anybody who wants to influence the election. Okay, what is this about? They've done this before. Remember the Newsweek article? I've read it to you over and over and over again. Remember the Russian hacker? He's actually not Russian. He was Czech. He was a Czech hacker. He'd hacked a couple of well-known social media sites, right? And so the FBI came to visit him. And you remember they offered him, you can have, you know, U.S. citizenship, you can give you an apartment, we'll give you cash, we won't prosecute you, because they were going to extradite him and prosecute him. All you got to do is claim, all you got to do is say you hacked the DNC server and that you're working with Trump. Well, he and his lawyer refused, thank God. This sounded a lot like that. $10 million for, you know, you want information that there's Russians out there trying to hack? Huh. $10 million. Wow. I mean, I can't imagine what I might make up for $10 million. That's a lot of money, you know? See how this works? Now, if they know all about this Russian hacking and stuff, you know, this Russian disinformation, why do they have to offer so much money to find some? Because there isn't any. Nothing significant. That's why. Let's jump on over two things. The first one, John Lennon's son, who it's a shame doesn't write lyrics, because he really has some catchy writing on Twitter. Known as a liberal, at least long term, he's starting to question things. Here's what he wrote over the weekend. This is about Antifa and Black Lives Matter and just sort of the way things are going right now. It's very simple and very short. I'm unsure how this fight racism with racism and fight fascism with fascism strategy is supposed to succeed in anything but destruction and chaos, he writes. But maybe I'm just a Luddite. Is it Luddite? Luddite? I think it's Luddite. Is it? I don't know. Anyway, that's somebody who opposes change, opposes technological change. He writes, I'm unsure how this fight racism with racism and fight fascism with fascism strategy is supposed to succeed in anything but destruction and chaos, but maybe I'm just, lost. Yeah, if he keeps this up, man, they're going to be looking for him at his home. Here's some previous tweets of his. When I was young, the most interesting people were left-wing intellectuals, believe it or not, he wrote. And then he goes on to point out how, basically they're not very interesting anymore because he says now we've become the church lady. It's embarrassing. We're offended by comedy and science. It's pathetic. But oh, so true. By the way, just one member of the mainstream media has pointed out, isn't it weird that Bill Clinton is kind of known as a serial sexual harasser? Isn't it weird that we now have FBI documents putting him not just on Pedophile Island and in the company of Epstein directly, but also in the company of underage girls? Isn't that weird? Should we do something about that? I mean, like, should we, won't these two, Clinton, Bill and Hillary, be a bit of a distraction given their, almost overt pedophilia here? He actually had the gall to ask that question when talking to Paul Begala, who's worked for the Clintons for a long time. He said, there are witnesses who saw him, Clinton, on Jeffrey Epstein's sex island, Marr said. And then Marr goes, there's, people say that's impossible. Bill Clinton, a horny guy on a sex island, ridiculous. And then Marr says, but look, it is possible. He's the only one, folks. He's the only one asking a serious question. You don't think the media's controlled? Holy cow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can tell the polls are turning a little bit. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the mayor of Portland, who I still can't get over this, marched with the Antifa thugs right up to the gate around the federal courthouse, gave a speech. He was flanked by armed guards. It's the only way he survived it. Then he ran for a city building when they began to get violent. It was like 2 weeks ago. And they did that night, as they do every night. They attempt to burn the federal courthouse down with people inside it. That's what they do. Well, he suddenly flipped, changed his mind out of nowhere, and actually admitted not only that they're violent, but that they're trying to kill people and have been.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood attached directly to neighborhood homes. This can't be okay.
So all of a sudden he's like, hey, wait, stop. What was his main reasoning? Because you'll end up in a Trump campaign commercial. So obviously the polls have turned. And now you've got Cuomo saying, now that I think about it, kids can go back to school here in New York. This is complete about face from what other big liberal cities are doing, from Chicago to LA to Portland to Pittsburgh. They're all, no, kids can't even get anywhere near the school. Why is that? His parents are over it, and it's beginning to hurt the Democrats. That's why. They don't care about human life. This human life is means meaningless. It's just whatever gets them more power. That's how they do it. An interesting, Cuomo adopted almost the identical plan that Henry McMaster is using. I don't know if that's more of a reflection on McMaster or on Cuomo. I can't figure that out. But basically what it is you know, it's going to allow individual New York State school systems to open, you know, they've got a whole variety of options, kind of like we do. Interesting that he did that. And Andy, who is one of my frequent emailers, I always enjoy Andy's emails, wrote something I thought was really interesting about that. So I thought I would read at least part of his email to me at Tara@1063WORD.com. Hey, Tara, when I heard the Portland mayor whining about the violent Antifa's helping Trump and heard Governor Cuomo announce opening New York public schools and begging wealthy people to return to New York City and state too, a song from my youth popped immediately into my head that begins, "There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. The wrath of the soccer moms and those who can move out has begun. Pushback, as Rush called it, has begun, and it's a witch. The two income soccer moms in New York and those who can choose to live anywhere are making their voices heard. The first group by jamming the phone lines to Albany and the latter by simply going to one of their second homes and working and schooling from there. A high school friend of mine, Pete, retired to Manchester, Vermont. He told me recently that New Yorkers had moved in droves to their summer houses there and were enrolling their kids in local public and private schools. Over 350 new school kids in this sleepy little Vermont town. School officials are overwhelmed. But the New York citizens pay hefty Vermont property taxes on their second home, so they have every right to move there and send their kids to school. Again, what was the increase in violent robberies? Wealthy neighborhoods, New York, do you remember? New York Post reported it last week, 286%. 286% over last year. Let's not kid ourselves. When the media reports this, they say, oh, it's the COVID. No, it's the violence. It's the fear of just walking out of your house. It's the inability to run your business because Cuomo or de Blasio might wake up on the wrong side of the bed, roll over and shut everything down again. They don't care about your business. It's to hurt Trump. That's why. So interesting to see that Cuomo is doing this. Meanwhile, I just want to recap this. I meant to get into the 8 o'clock hour and I failed. I failed as a host because this was a big deal. So I'm going to recap it here. I did it in the 6 o'clock. When many of you are sleepy like Joe. Two articles, one out of Oregon and the other one in Newsweek. Both saying the same thing that we've heard out of Palm Beach, Florida. That we've heard out of Illinois over and over and over again. It's state after state after state. These COVID death numbers are fake. This time, it's Mississippi's. It's a county coroner. He's obviously a medical doctor. He's also the county coroner for DeSoto County, the third largest county in Mississippi, wrote on his Facebook page that he felt compelled to tell the public the truth. Because he said this fake death reporting is twisted and false to the public. It was causing people to panic. And he went through his actual deaths for the month. So this is the guy logging the deaths from COVID. And here's what he said. Where'd it go? He said that the misrepresentation is causing unnecessary fear in the public. He said all of his deaths for the month, all of them. This is what's so amazing. Had deadly pre-existing conditions, 100%. And he said some of his deaths for the month had actual terminal diagnoses. He said, but they don't tell you that. And that's because if somebody dies with COVID, we code it as a COVID death. And he said people really, you know, need to be careful with these COVID death numbers because they're just not real. He said the average person who died in his county in Mississippi, his name's Joshua Pounder. The average person is 75 and has at least one serious condition. That's, you know, causing the death. All of the individuals who have died that were positive for COVID at some point have all had major medical problems prior to contracting COVID, Pounder wrote, adding that the majority of them were older than 75 and many of the people who died already had a terminal diagnosis of some kind. What makes this so profound is this is Newsweek. But they're not alone. This is Oregon. This over the weekend, too. Local television station, KGW, discovers, here's the headline, are dying with COVID-19 and dying from COVID-19 the same thing in Oregon? They are. And this story is about an 81-year-old guy with stage 4 colon cancer. Terminal diagnosis. When they checked him into the hospital, God, we told this story so many times. He has to take the COVID test like everyone else, test positive. McCrary said her father tested positive for COVID-19 around the same time as his cancer diagnosis because he just got it. He had no symptoms. He wasn't even quarantined, she said. McCrary said her dad died from advanced cancer and, you know, was shocked that he was coded as a COVID death. The television station there in Oregon writes, other families across Oregon are also questioning why loved ones are being counted as COVID-19 deaths, including the family of a 26-year-old Oregon man who was listed as COVID-19 death but tested negative for the virus. Folks, because those are CDC coding guidelines. If you suspect he had COVID, just code him as COVID. We won't check. It says right there in the guidelines. We're not going to follow up. Of course they're not. They need the death toll. That's why. Remember, this is Illinois. This is another state. Department of Public Health Officer Ngozi Ezike talking about how we code COVID deaths. She was explaining why a 26-year-old man who died on a motorcycle was coded as a COVID death.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So,
yep, all over the country.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texture rates. It's happening here in Pickens County, too. This is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. It's happening here in Pickens County, too. My uncle died of dementia complications. Texter writes, doctor even said he didn't die of COVID, but the death certificate says COVID. My aunt was pissed and has been trying to get answers, but keeps getting the runaround for weeks. Oh, I hear this story every day. Here's another one. My brother lives in St. Pete, Florida. He went to the ER with a spider bite on his leg. No COVID symptoms. They admitted him for IV antibiotics and listed him as a COVID admission. He contested it and it was eventually removed, but he was still counted under the number of COVID admission. This is such a crock. All right, let's jump on the line with Todd in Fountain Inn. Here you go, Todd.
Hey, how are you doing, Miss Tara? Listening to, you know, the doctor's report saying, hey, this is all, you know, fake and all. Over the weekend, on Fox News of all channels, I seen a political ad for Joe Biden, and there was this ethnic lady, and she's sitting there crying about how her mother died in a nursing facility, a nursing home, and that it was all Trump's fault because he denied the virus at first. And, you know, had he not denied the virus, then people would have gotten the care that they needed, yada, yada, yada. She just happened to be from New York. And I was like, isn't it because Andrew Cuomo sent all the people from the nursing homes back into the nursing homes?
Yeah, even when nursing homes had no ability to socially distance them or to care for them, he didn't care. It was mandatory. And
right.
Yeah, and he did not, by the way, Trump not only did not deny the COVID, he was the first one to act on it. Remember, while the Democrats screamed, he was blocking flights from China. They wanted the flights from China.
Yeah, he was a xenophobe. I've told a bunch of my liberal friends this, and they call me a liar, and I'm like, really? Or, you know, go back and watch Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer having a meltdown calling him a xenophobe, you know, and trying to block his powers to block China, you know, to block travel from China. And they're saying, get out in the streets and party. Come on down. This is, you know, over in Chinatown and other places. And somehow I'm a liar because of the news reporting it. And, you know, now they're saying that he, but no, I didn't know if you'd seen the ad or not, or
yeah,
were
I've
aware of the Joe Biden's ad. Okay. All right.
I've seen. Yeah. If she was in New York, she's confused. She needs to call the governor's office if she wants to complain.
Right.
In fact, the Trump administration specifically told them, not Trump himself, but the administration in their guidance, that the nursing homes were not required to take those patients, that they should take them if they could take them, but they certainly were not required. Cuomo changed it to required. And when it was pointed out to him that this was killing people, he still doubled down on the policy. You know what I think? I will always think that Cuomo did that on purpose. He was going on television every day. The Democrats were talking about him as presidential material. And I think he needed the deaths to justify staying, you know, doing those press conferences every day where he was getting that sweetheart treatment. I think he did it on purpose.
Not only that, he needed the deaths so that he could get the money to restore his city and state, which he blew the money on other stupid things like a light bulb, I can't remember, or, you know, and didn't help his state out at all. So he needed federal money to bail him out.
Yeah. And all of that. But yeah, I mean, if her mom was, and I've seen that ad, I didn't realize her mom was in New York, or was it her grandma? Was it her mom?
She said it was in New York. Was it her mom or her grandmother? I thought it was her mother.
I don't know.
Said she died alone. Nobody could go see her, yada, 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 you know. And I was pretty sure she said it's from New York. I can't remember the ad specifically because I was like, what a crock. But it came back up whenever you started talking about the doctors, you know, all over Portland, Illinois. I was like, I wonder if Tara's seen that ad or not.
Yeah, anyway. I saw it. I did. I saw it. Yeah, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.